Hi, my name is Chris Pels, and in this video we're going to learn how to persist information inside a user control. And essentially, when I say persist information, we want to maintain the state of any information inside the user control. So let's create a little sample website. Now, as you can see, I'm creating this website in Visual Basic. However, when you download the sample source code, there will also be a C# version of the sample code and sample site as well. So what we want to do is have a user control that we'll put here in our default ASPX page, and then we'll get into persisting the state inside of that user control. So let's create a little user control, and we'll call this search filter. In this little example, what we're going to do is create a user control that it represents a filter object. Let's say it's a filter for orders or something like that. And then we can place this filter user control anywhere we want on a page, and it's going to have all the functionality inside it to specify filter criteria. And let's just put a few little UI elements inside this search control. And one of them, let's just put a start date. Run at equals server, and text equals start date. A little space, and I'm just doing a kind of quick and dirty UI here. ID equals TXT start date. Run at equals server, and what columns equal 10. Oops. All right, just format that. So simple UI, and we would expand upon this with other user controls, and we may show a little bit of that in a moment as we get into a little more complex persisting of user state. So we have that. Let's go back over to our default page, do design mode. Let's just drag and drop an instance of that here on the page. There we go. Oh, look at that. We spelled non-breaking space wrong, so let's just fix that. There we go. And let's go back over on the page. So there we have our user control. And let's just put a little quick and dirty UI here too. And we want to put a button, ID equals we'll call it button search, run at equals server. Let's just bring that up in the design mode again, make sure we fix that space correctly. There it is. Okay, let's, oh, we didn't put text on the button, so there we go, text equals submit. Oh, let's call it order. Go back over here. There, that looks good. Let's double click. So we get an event handler for the button click event. We'll use that down the road a little bit. So now let's go back over to our search filter user control. And what we want to do here is set up a way to store the filter criteria. So we'll start out rather simple. And we'll create a private variable. And we'll call this start date value as, and let's sort that as a date. And then we want to have a property that gets the filter information. Let's make it public. Property, we'll just call it filter as. And we need a way to store all of this, so let's create a little class over here to do that. So what I'm going to do in the website is we're going to add a class. Now we're going to put it right here in the website, so it's going to be in the app code folder. You might put this class off in an assembly if you're doing a full-fledged website system. So we'll call this filter criteria. It's just saying it's going to put it in the app code folder, or create an app code folder. So we need some values here. So we'll put private. What would we add? Start date value as a date. And then we have a public property. We'll call start date as a date as well. Okay, it returns the start date value and it sets, start date value equals the inbound value to the property. Okay. And just this represents kind of a container for the filter criteria, and it's kind of a nice clean way to do it, because as we can pass this an instance of this class around, which represents all our filter criteria, rather than passing each of the filter criteria as a separate variable. So now we'll go back over to the code behind for the page, or I should say the user control. There we go. So what we want to do here is this filter property represents the search filter right there. And so then we need an instance of that. So we'll go up here. And we were originally going to put the start date value, but now that we've gone down the path of this separate filter criteria class, what we're going to do is we're going to get rid of this. And we're going to call this search filter criteria as a search filter, or I'm sorry, that it was filter criteria. There we go. Okay, so that's sort of what we want to do here is return whatever is in that. Okay, so that's the class-wide, or in this case, user-control-wide variable, which has all our criteria. And do we want to set it? Let's say no. All we want the user to do is to get that value. So because of that, we need to make this a read-only property. And now we need to get rid of the setter. And this is saying... Okay, so we have, you see we have a little bit wrong here too, so let me just correct that. I see what I did, I was taking the name of the user control. Okay, that should correct that problem, which it does. So now we have a way to get at this, and let's go right into the persistence of the control state. We do need to flush out this filter a little bit more to make it functional. So the issue is that every time we post back, this search filter is a local variable inside the user control, essentially inside a class, and it's going to not retain its value every time it posts back. So rather than create a new instance and get all the criteria from the user interface elements inside the search filter user control every time we post back, it would be better if we could just persist the instance of the search filter criteria, or the variable called search filter criteria. And in order to do that, we need to set up a couple things here in the user control. And the first thing we need to do, actually we'll go down here, is we need to go into the events for the user control. We need to go into the init, create an instance of the init event handler. And we need to tell the framework that we want this user control to be able to persist its state. So the way we do that, we go into page, and then, and there's a variable or method called register, page.register requires control state. And as you can see in the little IntelliSense out here to the right, it says registers a control as one whose control state must be persisted. So we'll set that in the init event, and it needs to know which controls it will put me, which represents the user control itself, and that has registered our user control to persist its state. And let me just put a little comment up here for you when you get the semicolon and put this registers the user control as persisting its state. So this kind of initializes the persistence in the user control, and then we need to create or override two different methods here, one that will save the state of the control and then one that will restore the state of the control every time the control is loaded. And the first one we want to do is protected and overrides. And what we want to do is save control state as an object. So here's the method that saves the control state. Now there's an analogous one for restoring it. And down here, and as you might guess, that's called load control state. Load control state. Okay, so now we have these two methods that will save and restore the control state, and what we need to do is now what it's doing by default is returning the save control, what's in the save control state of the base class, and what we need to do here in order to save, whatever we return from this method will be saved as the state of the control. So what we want to do here is search filter criteria. And what this is going to do is it's going to return the private variable which contains the instance of our filter criteria class, which remember has properties and values that represent the different filter criteria. So that is going to save it or persist it in the user control. And now down here, when we load it, what we need to do is we need to say search filter criteria. Now we need to get it back out, and as you can see here, that is in an inbound argument called save state, but we need to get it. We need to go C type save state, and what we need it to be is as a filter criteria. It's because we need, it comes out just as an object, so we need to cast it over into the proper type for our local variable. So that is as straightforward as it is to do the persistence of the control state. So what's going to happen now is every time this page posts back, the contents of the filter criteria for this user control are going to be saved and then automatically retrieved when the page is instantiated, or each time, and therefore the user control is instantiated each time. And you can really put anything you want inside of this control state persistence, because as you can see here on line 18, it's just persisting it as an object. So it can be anything, but you have to be responsible for casting it back to its appropriate type when it returns. So that's an example of an object, one thing. Now, what do you do if you have multiple things? So let's say in our filter we want to have default values that are brought in from a database, maybe in the web.configure somewhere. So what we really need is another instance here, and we'll just call this default criteria. And maybe in the page load event we initiate that or instantiate that and load the default criteria, but we want to have the ability, let's say we have under this property, let's say we have public sub, and we'll say restore default. And what this does is it sets the search filter criteria equal to the default filter criteria. So, you know, that would restore the defaults anytime you want. Now, again, we have the issue of we don't want to load the default filter criteria every time. We'd like to just load them once when the control is instantiated, and then keep them around. Now, down here, we're saving our search filter criteria down here on line 24, but now we have two things we want to save. So how would we do that? Well, because what you're saving is an object, we can make it anything we want. So what you could do here is we could dimension, we'll call it, just call it state. So now let's say there's two of them. We're going to create an array as object. Okay, so now we have a little array, and what we could do is we could say state. In the first one, we'll put the search filter criteria, and in the second element of the array, we'll put the default filter criteria, and then what we would save here is just the array. So down here, as you might guess, we also have to deal with that. So what we need to do here, we need to dimension, again, a little local variable, to element array as an object. All right. Then what we can do down here is we need to say state equals, and then we need to cType. And we need to say the save state, which is inbound, and just as an object, and an object array. There we go. So that's going to bring it back. And then what we can do here, we'll just make a little adjustment. And instead of save state, what we want to use here is the first element, just copy and paste, and default, and that is equal to the second element. So you can see this gives you a lot of flexibility, because now we could put all kinds of additional things inside this array. They happen to be, I should say, each object happens to be an instance of the same class, the filter criteria class, but we could have strings, we could have whatever we want inside an array, and then we just have to cast them to the appropriate types, each element, that is, as they come outbound. So now let's just flush this out a little bit more so we can fire it up, then you can get a perspective on how this control state works, or that it does work. So what we need to do here, let's just add a little bit more. Let's add in the load event, let's say if is not post back, okay, is not, if not is post back, then let's take the search filter criteria and send a new filter criteria. This creates an default filter criteria equals new filter criteria. There we go. So that's just going to instantiate them every time we come through here. And let's just put another method down here. We'll just call it public sub get criteria. And what that'll do is this one will say the search filter criteria dot start date equal to c type txt start date at text dot trim to a date. And we probably need a little check, and it'll say if txt start date at text dot trim is not equal to an empty string. Actually, we can still go st string dot empty there, because we'll get a conversion failure if that's an empty string trying to convert it to a date. So that would get the criteria. We're initializing them in the method page load up above. So let's go back over to our default ASPX. Did we just have the button click event there? Okay. And let's in here. Let's go to search filter 1.get. A lot of times you have to compile this. Let me just delete that. Let's just compile here. See if we have any errors. If so, we can fix them. Now it compiles correctly. So we go search filter 1.get criteria. That's what I was looking for. The IntelliSense hadn't picked up the method that we had put over there in our search filter. So what that's going to do is get our search criteria. So now we're ready to fire this up and give it a test. Let's go over here and let's look right here at page load. Let's put a breakpoint there. That'll be pretty good. We can put one down here on 45 too. So that should be pretty good to demonstrate what's going on here. And let's just start it up from here and take a look. And before we start up, there's one more thing I remembered that we need to do. And because we're storing the state of these filter criteria, this class over here needs to be serializable. So let's just put a serializable attribute here on the class. Okay, let's go back over right where we have our breakpoints and we'll take a look. While we're at it, let's put a couple more breakpoints before we start this up. There, that should give us good perspective. Okay, let's start the page up and we'll take a look at what's going on here. We come in, it's not a postback. Alright, so the first time through we're going to create an instance of these two local variables. They're both equal to nothing. We'll run down here past the if statement. You can see each is now an instance of the filter criteria class with the start date property. We'll let it run from here. And each time the control is instantiated, we're persisting its state. So let's just walk down here and create our array, and you can see the array has inside it, actually we made it one too long, but that's okay. It's got the two filter criteria instances in here. So we'll let it run from here, come up to the page. Now let's click the submit order button, which will cause a postback. Okay. Now notice the first thing that's happening is we're loading our control state. And if we go down in here, we'll see that these are equal to nothing. Let's step through. It's going to get our array. It's going to load each of the two, and notice that they now have in them the values that were stored or persisted by the user control. So now we'll let this run along. We get to the page load, and postback is true this time. So notice it skipped over the instantiation of these two, so they aren't empty. And now let's let it run a little bit more. We're down in here, and it wants start date is empty at the moment, so it's going to skip over that. But the key thing to note here is, as we saw, what happened right up here, starting on line 31, is that when the control came back up, it loaded the instance of each filter criteria into the appropriate local variables so that they would then be available inside this user control. So let me shut down here. And you could take this further when you get the sample source code and even make this more robust, but I think what we have here is a great starting point for you, because you can see how to initialize persistence in the user control, and then we've seen how to save and load the control state. We have here the basic array, but as I said, you could store just a single value as an object and then cast that when it comes outbound. But I went into the array because that shows you how to store multiple values, which is an important technique. So I encourage you to download the sample source code, take a look at it, use it as a starting point for implementing the persistence and user control in your own systems, and then you can expand upon it from here. And it's also available in C#, as I mentioned earlier in the video. So this is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on persisting control state in a user control.